I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1308, Better, Not Bitter. Bitterness is an attitude of extended and intense anger and hostility. It's often accompanied by resentment and a desire to get even. It's a result of not forgiving an offender and letting the hurt and the anger grow until the pain and resentment sour the person's view of life. Bitterness is a sin that destroys life. Hebrews 12:14-15 warns that bitterness corrupts by its poison. The Bible says, "Strive for peace with everyone and for the holiness without which no one will see God. See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, that no, here it is, root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, and by it many become defiled." Romans 12:17-19 commands us to not seek revenge, but to rather let God avenge the wrong. It says, "Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends upon you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourself, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord." And bitterness can be conquered only by forgiveness. Ephesians 4:31-32 says to get rid of bitterness by replacing it with forgiveness. "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you." Where are you when it comes to bitterness? Let me share with you a short story. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the Two Greatest Commandments: to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others, that we can't do very well if we hold on to bitterness. James Bain went to prison in 1974 when he was 19 years old. Authorities released him just before Christmas in 2009 as a 54-year-old man. James served 35 years of a life sentence given to him when the state of Florida convicted him of kidnapping and raping a 9-year-old boy. He wasn't pardoned or paroled. DNA testing proved that he was innocent, which means James spent 35 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. Released on an order of a judge, James made his first ever phone call to call his 77-year-old mother, and he said, "I'm not angry because I've got God." James chose faith in God over bitterness. Don't overlook that last line. James chose faith in God over bitterness. We become like what we focus on. If you're all consumed with bitterness over what someone has done to you, your bitterness will infect every relationship in unintentional ways that you don't want. The Practical Encyclopedia of Christian Counseling says, "A bitter person is a miserable person to be around. He or she carps and criticizes. It's clear that that person is also miserable within themselves." Here's a checklist of indicators that bitterness or resentment may be taking a hold on you and blocking your ability to love God, others, or yourself. You're physically exhausted and you're fatigued. You're resentful and you're angry. You're isolated, lonely, and misunderstood. You're stressed, guilty, and torn. You're overwhelmed and helpless. You're neglected and unappreciated. As an article, The Cup of Bitterness says, here are some more signs. Proverbs tells us each heart knows its own bitterness. Oh, how true that is. So bitterness can look like rejecting reality, repressing true feelings, responding with unrealistic hopes, refusing medical advice and treatment, resorting to manipulation for control, resisting the help of others, rehearsing complaints, requiring sympathy, resigning to hopelessness, and regarding God as unfair. Hebrews 12:15 again. See to it that no one misses the grace of God, that no bitter root grows up, causing much trouble and many to be defiled. Here's the great question. Be honest now. Is there any bitterness growing in your heart and soul that you need to deal with sooner rather than later? Let's pray. Father, we come before you today with heavy hearts, knowing that often we're bitter and resentful. We acknowledge that harboring these negative emotions weigh us down. They hinder our growth. They damage our relationships. We need you, Lord. Help us to let go of our bitterness. Grant us the wisdom to recognize the futility of holding on to grudges and the pain it brings in our lives. Help us to understand that forgiveness is not a sign of weakness, but of courage, a courageous act of love and healing. Just as you have forgiven us, may we extend that same grace to those who have wronged us. Lord, we pray for the strength to release the bitterness that has taken root in our hearts. We lift up to you all those who have hurt us, asking you to bless them with your grace and guidance. Help us to see them as your children, deserving of your love and forgiveness just as we are. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1309. And in the meantime, bitterness can soothe us, but it really only sinks us. Let's seek to be better, not bitter, starting now.